Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Former MarketBasket CEO Arthur T. Demoulas says he's offered to buy out the grocery store chain, taking control back from family members who ousted him last month. So far, no details about the offer or any response from the current MarketBasket leadership. Meantime, the standoff continues between company executives and rank-and-file MarketBasket workers who've been picketing for more than a week for Demoulas' return. Tomorrow morning, employees plan to rally outside the Tewksbury headquarters ahead of a board meeting later in the day in Boston. Caught in the middle of all this are the New England farmers and fishermen who usually sell their products to supermarket chains and are now stuck holding a surplus. WBUR's Kurt Nickish reports.
Out in North Andover, close to the Haverhill line, George Barker farms 40 acres of sweet corn. The ears are just about ripe.
Yeah, I'm grateful that my corn is just a few days later than I expected it, because I sell quite a sizable amount to market baskets.
But not this week. He says no one's answering the phone and stores aren't taking deliveries. So Barker drove over to his local market basket and found the loading bays blocked. He says a farmer friend of his had to come home with his trailer still full of zucchinis. Barker hopes this situation resolves by the weekend, or he's going to be stuck, too, with bushels of sweet corn he may have to hawk by the side of the road before they spoil.
That's the situation that I was in before I sold the market basket, that I had to scrounge around, and that's not an easy thing to do when everybody has a surplus.
Imagine these same supply issues at much bigger scale at the produce and seafood markets in Chelsea and Boston. Vendors there are reluctant to talk about Market Basket currently being out of the picture. They don't want to burn bridges with a major client. Supermarket analyst David Livingston says the bigger wholesalers that sell to more than one grocery store chain have more options.
The demand for food isn't going to go down. Therefore, those other stores' sales are going to pick up.
Even so, Livingston says this supply chain disruption is going to be a painful adjustment, especially for the small-scale independent producers. He says most food suppliers will be hoping the market basket siege ends soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickish.